Hey guys, this is Courtney Mason, and this is the Millennial Dreamers Podcast. Hello, did you miss me? Because I miss you. Last week, I did not release an episode of the podcast because it was just crazy insanity with work. And then here in New Orleans, where I reside, we have this festival season where we have festivals throughout the year, but specifically in April and May, we have different things that we can attend. And one of the festivals that I participated in last week was Jazz Fest. And the incomparable Anita Baker performed at Jazz Fest. And if you know anything about me, which you will learn more about me as this podcast progresses, Anita Baker is one of my all-time favorite performers and singers. And so I had to see her. It was like a non-negotiable. So I made time to see her, and then I had to drive home to my hometown of Monroe, Louisiana, like at 5 o'clock in the morning the next day to speak at a graduation ceremony. It was more of like a church ceremony, but I was the guest speaker, so I had to just kind of get my Red Bull out after I was done partying with Anita Baker and just hit the road and get things done. So it was crazy last week. So I didn't get to release a podcast, but here we are back on track, and it is May 13th, 2018, and it is Mother's Day. So I want to just take some time to say Happy Mother's Day to any mom that might be listening, whether you are a mother, a new mother, a mother figure, a godmother, someone who has no children, but you know, you are an aunt perhaps that serves as the mom for many of your family members, or you're just a friend that gives that mother feel to, you know, anyone that you encounter. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to you, because you all make life meaningful and give clarity to so many of the people that you touch on a daily basis. So Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. So I just want to get right to it. This particular podcast is a part two of the previous podcast, which was How to Reinvent Yourself While Staying True to Who You Are. And I wanted to do a part two because I got a message from a friend of mine after she listen to the podcast, and I absolutely love when anyone sends feedback or questions or their thoughts, because it helps me to provide as much helpful information that I can related to topics that you might be interested in. So I'll read her message in its entirety because it gives you some great context. So she wrote, "Thanks so much for the latest post. I often run into a brick wall in my career. I enjoy what I do and I'm pretty good at it, but I don't have that OMG, I love this more than anything feeling. I think back to when I was younger trying to find that quote unquote thing I love so much, but I can't really pinpoint any one thing. My degree is in fashion design. I hate designing, but I enjoy styling and I'm good at it. I loved cheering when I was growing up and I was great at it. I enjoy providing excellent service to people and I've always been great at that. I'm also great as a manager / supervisor. I have a proven track record. LOL. I'm having a little bit of a tough time trying to get my feet planted in something. I sometimes feel like, damn, I still don't have it together career-wise. I feel a little bit all over the place sometimes. Sorry for the long message. Your podcast kind of hit home." And I love that message because it just helps show me that, okay, maybe I need to dive a little bit deeper into the specific message. But it was something, her experience is thoughts that I've heard from friends, family members, associates time and time again. It's what to do when you have a lot of things that you're interested in, perhaps, or you may have multiple passions. How do you really fine-tune what you want to do and whittle it down to more of an actionable plan where you can really figure out what dream job or just a job that you'd enjoy doing on a daily basis. How can you find that based on the skills and the passions and the talents that you have? And so I did some research and I read a good number of articles about the topic because, believe it or not, it's not an uncommon thing that many people deal with. I know in the previous podcast, I just talked about how you can use your past experiences to really show you, you know, what are some things you can do now, even if you've been in a career for a number of years and you just kind of want to change course and you don't know what to do, you can kind of look at your past experiences to tell you how you can kind of navigate to bring the things that you're interested in into your day-to-day work life. But when I did some research more on the topic, I saw a quote from one millennial who explain the passion paralysis, so to speak, in this way. This was a quote that she said, "Choosing one door to walk through seems like all the other doors will close and there's no ability to return back to that path. And so rather than go through any doorway, it feels like it would be better to just stand in the atrium and gaze." And that's powerful because it's like, when you have so many things that you would be interested in doing, you feel overwhelmed almost, that you don't decide to go down any particular pathway. You just kind of stand there thinking about what all the things you could do and how you might go about doing it, but you never really move forward down any particular pathway. And my personal mentor in my head, Marie Forleo, basically described the scenario such as this. She said, clarity in this regard comes from engagement, not thought. In other words, you can't think your way to a clear path. You really have to take action on it. And so I thought of, you know, that's a major thing because so many people feel like, man, I just want to think it through and see what avenue is best to take, and really you need to take some action steps. So the first part I want to talk about, like I said, is those of us who have too many passions. How can you clarify? Here are four action steps. First, you want to go through the process of elimination. The first thing you want to do is write out the things that you know you don't want to do, because knowing what you don't want to do can help you clarify or get clear on the things that you would be interested in doing. So write out all the things that you're like, no, I don't want that to be a part of my job. If I had it my way, if it was an ideal situation, I would not do this. I would not do these things. I would not engage in these things. And then also, you want to write out a list of things that you're passionate about, and that if you don't do that specific thing in your 20s and 30s, you would regret it. So once you make that list, you can say, I'm passionate about this, 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 and this. And then you really want to check off whether or not that particular thing is something that you would regret not doing 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line. If you don't do that thing, will you look back on your life and say, I wish I would have done that? If it's something that you're only lukewarm about, you only kind of care about it, scratch that thing off, eliminate that. And so this helps you to whittle down all the things that you're only partially excited about. We want to find the things that you're absolutely, completely interested in. What do you really, really like to do? And you don't want to waste your time on the things that you're only, you know, lukewarm about. Secondly, you want to allow yourself to fail. A lot of times we don't try things out because we're too afraid to fail at it. We're scared that if we put ourselves out there on the line and we try something that we really enjoy doing and try to do it maybe on a career basis, that it might not turn out the way that we anticipate. So instead of really trying it out, we just forego doing anything at all. That's not the way that we should think about it. Try it out and allow yourself room to fail, because failure is a part of anything that's worth doing. It's a part of the process. You should just get it in your head. At some point, I'm going to fail in some aspect of the thing that I'm doing. You're going to fail in the job that you're in now, and you don't even like doing that. So allow yourself to do something that you really enjoy doing, and fail in whatever way that you're going to fail, and learn the lesson that you need to learn from that failure. Thirdly, you want to integrate a lot of the passions that you have. If you have multiple passions, think of ways that you can use all of them or a majority of them. What ways can you just mesh them all together? And for example, I'll look at myself. I enjoy speaking. I enjoy writing. I enjoy motivating and encouraging other people. So doing this podcast helps me to bring all of my passions together in a way that serves other people. So I'm able to write because I have to write the content and really flesh out the ideas that I have. And then I also have to speak by recording this. Even though I'm not in front of a live audience, I have to speak and record it so that other people who are interested in the content can consume it. And also I'm able to motivate because the content that I'm creating in its very nature is motivational and encouraging and inspirational, because that's the content that's most meaningful to me. So I'm able to bring a lot of the things that I'm passionate about and integrate them into something that I'm doing. So think about ways that you can do that. Also, Google someone that might be doing the things you think like, hey, they're doing, they have all these things that I'm very, very much interested in. Let me find interviews related to this particular person that I admire, maybe books that they've written, maybe even paid services, like they may have a course out or they may have a seminar that they're giving. Try to really consume whatever they're putting out if they're doing the exact things that you're interested in doing. And lastly, for those who are extremely passionate, you want to master whatever it is that you're doing right now. Sometimes we're so fixated on getting to the next level that we fail to realize that mastering the small tasks or the jobs that we're in currently helps prepare us when we're able to get into that dream job and really figure out what it is that we want to do. If you have made excellence a cornerstone of your everyday life and your work life in whatever you're doing, whether you're the assistant to the person that has the job that you want, whether you are just kind of dreaming about it and you're in another job that you feel is unrelated, it doesn't matter. You want to show up every day doing the very best that you can possibly do. Once you master everything that you attempt and everything that you're a part of, you're setting yourself up to be excellent in that dream job that you have for yourself. So those are the four steps that I would encourage anyone who has too many passions to really think about and meditate on, so that you can get clear on what steps you can take to lead you in the right direction. And now moving on to those of us who want to find our dream job, but we're just like, I don't really know what I want to do. Actually, I don't have too many passions. I'm just really not clear on what I'm passionate about. I have some things that I like, maybe some things that I'm good at, but I don't know what I ultimately want to do. I have a few action items for you. You should first start with looking at and analyzing and listing out the things that you're strong at. What are some things that you have found to be stellar at in performing in your previous jobs? People told you, man, you're really great at X, Y, and Z. Or you just know because you're really efficient at that thing. List out all the things that you're really strong at doing, because then those strengths can help you to figure out other jobs and other positions that maximize those particular skill sets. You want to look at your strengths and list those things out. Secondly, you want to evaluate your past employment. What are things about your past jobs that you did not like and some things that you did enjoy doing? Really fine-tuning those will help you to know where you don't want to go, other jobs that you want to avoid, and also jobs that you might want to consider more. Thirdly, you want to talk to other people who are doing the things that you're doing. Just like the category of individuals who are really overly passionate about multiple things, you want to look at people who are doing things that you're interested in doing and may have jobs that you're like, this piques my interest. I'm not sure if I'll be good at it, but I'm kind of interested in that. Find someone who's doing that thing and ask, you know, can I talk to you maybe one day, take you out for coffee and really discuss aspects of your job to get your input because I'm interested in doing this. This will help you know if you'd be a waste of time to go down there because they might give you some insight that you're like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. But find someone that you can possibly talk to, read their interviews, look at their LinkedIn profiles, maybe reach out to them in any capacity, email them and see if you can find ways to speak with them and, as people say, pick their brain if they have time to allow you to do that. Fourth, you want to take some classes and try new things. If it's something that you've never done before, there may be a workshop that's available that you can look into. Take a class, maybe an online class or a free class that you find, or maybe a paid class. Read some books. Watch some tutorials on YouTube. Just consume as much information that you can that will give you a better idea of things that are new to you but that pique your interest a little bit. Also, think about the environments that you've worked in the past and what would be the ideal work environment for you. You might have been in a position that was pretty toxic and you're like, I know that I don't want to work in that environment anymore. Also, think about the environments that you were really thriving in. If you're a team player and you enjoyed atmospheres where you're able to work with a group, that might help you to really look into jobs that are really team-oriented and focused, where you have to really work with other people. So think about that as well. And lastly, do the thing that makes you happy. Consider some things that you might do for free. Some things that you might do on a volunteer basis. Those things, I think when you are able to, if you say, I would do this thing regardless of if I were paid or not, imagine how hard you will work if you are in a position to make money doing that thing that makes you happy. There might be jobs out there that allow you to really do some things that you enjoy. It doesn't have to always be just what you're strong at but not interested in. It could be something that you really would want to put your effort into because it's something that you just enjoy naturally. So consider that as well. Those were the 6 tips that I have for those of us who want to find our dream job, but we're just kind of seeking clarity and not really sure what way to go. That should help you once you just meditate on that and write those things out. So, I hope that helped for any category of person, the overly passionate and the those of us who need to just fine-tune a little bit. Let me know your thoughts. I hope it helps. And if you would excuse me, I'm going to spend the rest of my afternoon playing on the water slide with my neighbors. They decided to bring out a water slide for their kid's birthday party, and as the child at heart that I am, I'm going to partake in it a little bit. So I hope you enjoy your week and go out and be great. Talk to you soon. Peace. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. If you have any ideas you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, send me an email to millennialdreamerspodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's millennialdreamerspodcast@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Oh, and hit the subscribe button. Talk soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.